Joining me live in studio today is Superintendent Matt Erickson from LCSD number 2. Good morning, Superintendent. Thanks for coming by today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good morning to you, too.
Well, let's follow up maybe on just a few things. Of course, last time you were in studio was non-planned, a little unexpected, and maybe a little better day. First day back from spring break, and you get the fake call that many districts around the state got. So let's just review how that, what happened there, Superintendent, and the response, and if everything, when is it, you know, now that we know it was fake, everything went as it should have?
So that's a really good question, and we've had a great opportunity the last couple of weeks to reflect and consider our standard response protocols and how that all went down. We're in a good place. Obviously, student safety and staff safety, second to student safety, is our top priority. It's a crazy world that we live in now, but when we got I got notified by text, and we sprung into action. I'd give a shout out to our SRO, school resource officer, Corey Bassett. He got the text about the same time I did, and he sprang into action, as well as Star Valley High administration. But in reviewing and reflecting, we're going to make some tweaks. It was a good practice run. Things went really well. We very much appreciate the parents. Parents fulfilled their role, but yet we're supportive as well. And it takes a big collaborative effort to keep everybody safe. So we learned some great things, and we'll move forward. We're working with a vendor. There's a new app out, if you will, and we've had the vendor in here and doing some training with us, and it's looking like we're going to move forward with an additional tool in our safety toolkit. So,
and this app is just for staff to use, maybe to communicate. Is that what it is?
As well as law enforcement and dispatch, first responders. So maybe in the near future I can share more, and there's nothing to hide, but we're still working out some of the behind-the-scenes things with it.
So. Sure. Well, from our standpoint, we certainly appreciated the ability to help get information out. It's compared to previous fake situations, that have happened in the past. I felt like the information out to the public was much improved this time around.
Well, thank you. One of the big challenges for us as administration is wanting to be timely, but also the desire and the need to be accurate.
Sure.
And in the world we live in now, the vast majority of our kids, can get information out, and it sometimes accurate, sometimes not so accurate, but that information is much more timely than the information that administration and we as an organization can kick out. But
sure.
But we're trying to be 100% accurate in our information as well.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Well, again, we'll just, I mean, you have to react and respond as you do, right? Even though it was probably clear pretty fast what was happening. But so we appreciate the response there.
Well, thank you. One of the things is a challenge or concerning to me is when things like that happen, hoaxes and threats and whatnot, as a whole, in my opinion, it certainly makes our community less safe, because not all, but the vast majority of the resources, law enforcement, whatever it is, they're tied up with us, and those resources can't be shared with the rest of the community at that point. And so that's concerning to me, and I wonder if it's on purpose by people with evil intent and a desire to to disrupt the system. But anyway, we do have a safe community. Our schools are very, very safe, in my opinion. We're not without our challenges, but our schools are safe.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Superintendent, it's testing season this time of year, right? Students across almost all the schools going through state testing requirements right now, correct?
You're exactly right, Duke. Kind of a fun time of year.
Is it, though?
Well, assessment is so big nowadays, way different than when I was a student, and I'm assuming different than when you were a student. But assessment is second nature to these kids nowadays, but it does amp up the anxiety for teachers and some students. But we've got the state in here yesterday and today monitoring, checking our safety or security protocols when it comes to testing, and teachers and staff are doing a great job. So
just part of what you do, right?
Kind of part of what we do. Assessment is a big part of it now.
And how long will these tests continue for?
The window's open for another 10 days or so, but most buildings will be wrapping up in the next few days.
Okay. So. And remind us what the state does with these tests and what the scores mean for the district itself.
So through legislation a few years ago, each school and district obviously gets a rating, and exceeding expectations, meeting expectation, needs improvement, and it's part of an accountability measure. So there's tons of reports, there's tons of back-end work that has to take place on assessment. It's also part of accreditation, so it's pretty complex, to be honest with you.
Sure. Well, Superintendent,
if you go back to the mission and vision of our district, learning at high levels is our main purpose. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a cold, but anyway, learning at high levels is the main purpose of our school district, and so this is just an opportunity to celebrate all the good that's happening and all of the amazing learning that's taken place, and to compliment our teachers as well.
Perfect. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio. Anything we missed, Superintendent, you wanted to bring up today?
So I would just mention I had a first last week. I was in Casper Wednesday through the remainder of last week to meetings, and I got to go to my very first Wyoming Art Symposium at the Ford Event Center, and it was amazing. We had multiple 70-something ribbons earned by Star Valley High students, 6 or 7 earned by Cokeville High students, and we had a young lady from Star Valley High, Miss Gentry England, that took the whole thing, and congressional award. She's going to Washington, D.C. to take her art, and it was just an amazing experience for me to see, and sometimes athletics overshadows some of our arts and music and things, and we have amazingly talented kids and fantastic staff that work with the music and fine arts and the arts.
So. I'll agree with that 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, I know that we're working on some further coverage of Art Symposium as well with SVI. So stay tuned for that as well.
That's awesome. We're really going to miss Mrs. Dockstetter. We have other wonderful art teachers, obviously, but Kim will be missed.
Absolutely.
So
not just with you guys, even though she'll stick around with us for a little longer. So
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else, Superintendent?
So I would just like to give a shout out. Tomorrow's Administrative Assistant Day, and I'd like to give a shout out to my wonderful Administrative Assistant, Barney Kleeman, and then the other secretaries in the district and ladies at the district office. They do a fantastic job, but I couldn't be more blessed to have a wonderful administrative assistant that I do, and Barney's also the board secretary, and she just does an amazing job, and we're very blessed to have her and fortunate to have her skill set and personality and demeanor, and what a wonderful person.
Yeah, well said. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio, LCSD number 2. Thanks so much for your time.